Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
And now, Mike Hsu with today's Nerd Report.
Big ups to Mike Hsu for nerdism.
All right.
Ew.
Time for the Nerd Report this morning with our own head nerd here at WAAF, Mike Hsu.
Greg, if you're like me and you're fascinated with the weaponry from Dungeons & Dragons and Lords of the Ring, or Lord of the Rings,
yes,
you will love this story.
Okay.
And I got to get me one of these. It takes place in Washington State in Kirkland. A hospital had to get closed down because someone was carrying what someone else thought was a rifle. So they called police.
Shelter in place.
Right. There was a shelter in place order. The whole day, evacuate the hospital. But apparently, it was just a person that had an umbrella that looked like a sword.
Really?
A long sword.
Yes.
They caught him on camera. And yes, they said it looked like a rifle. But then when he saw on social media they were looking for him, he went to the police and said, "Yeah, that's me. That's my umbrella.
That's my umbrella."
Here's the police spokesperson out there in Kirkland.
The person that we were looking for observed himself on social media, and he was able to contact us and let us know that I am the person that you are looking for. The item that you guys think as a rifle is actually an ornate umbrella. There's a smile on my face now just because I'm so thankful that it wasn't a rifle and that it was just an umbrella. But obviously, all precautions and protocol was taken to ensure the safety of the public.
Yeah, he was carrying it the right way, strapped to his back, so easy access over the shoulder.
I'm scared. Reference.
Yes.
Yeah. The Avengers.
What was his name? Steed.
Steed.
Ew.
Used to carry the.
Everybody knows what his name is. Everybody knows that.
Ew.
Yes.
No word. I know what you're wondering. What kind of sword was it, Greg?
Yes.
They didn't say if it was an Orcus scabbard or if it was the sword of King Ellison.
But
I'm guessing it was Glamdring, the sword of Gandalf. When he opens it up when it's raining, he says,
"You shall not pass!"
just speculation on my part, though.
All right. I think that happened at the Burlington Mall a few years ago, where they put the whole. Remember that? They put the whole place on lockdown.
What?
Don't you remember that? It was just some random IT dude with an umbrella, and they thought it was a rifle.
I conquered the Chick-fil-A.
Yes. So it's
I'm going to Lids to grab a hat.
It's unbelievable.
And I'm not going to pay for it because I'm.
That was
got my
6 years
umbrella
ago.
Sword.
All right. Hopefully you have been paying attention all morning and you will be able to answer a question about today's show when we end the show with our end of the show game. Were you paying attention? So that happens at about 9:35 or 9:40 or so. And if you're not able because you work or you have mouths to feed, kids to get off to school, you're not able to listen to the whole entire show, I will remind you that due to the hard work of Angry Mark Hsu, we have now instituted the
Full Show Podcast.
The Full Show Podcast. So you can hear every hour in its entirety, no commercials. That is available at WAAF.com. So should you be home alone in the late evening hours or this weekend, you should find yourself with some time on your hands. You can listen to this show in its entirety, hour one, hour two, hour three, hour four, as a full show podcast. And should you be an older man and have no idea what a podcast is, like one of the principals at the paper store, then all you have to do is go to waaf.com and you'll see podcast. You go to waaf.com/podcast podcast.
Right. And, or hit the media tab.
Yeah, or hit the media tab. Yep. And all you have to do is download. I'm sure you know what that means. And
everybody knows.
Everybody knows. Yes. Hello, Paul.
Hey, morning, you guys.
What's up, Paul?
Hey, so Daniel and Shu. So next time Greg, just going back to the $1 million statement, next time Greg complains that he can't put together a staff party for you guys at the Hillman Mansion, just remember, just tell him, hey, it's only $1 million.
That's right.
Right.
The staff, the summer staff party at the house didn't end because I'm cheap. It ended because the former producer of this show, Anthony Spaz Parziali, jumped in the pool in the nude, and it was bothersome to everybody. Mm. All right, time for this.
And now, it's your turn to talk.
They amputated all of Brady's fingers, but Greg's hands are still smaller.
As the Hillman Morning Show presents Hill Mail on WAAF.
Hey. I'm reminded by a texter of promises made, promises broken, and they're 100% correct that at some point last week I said we would do the best of Can Man karaoke on Friday, and today is it's gotten ahead of us here on being busy. So on Monday show, we will do best of Can Man karaoke.
Okay. Are you going to be here?
Oh, I'm not here Monday.
You're not here Monday.
We'll do it next week. We'll do it next Friday.
Yeah.
All right, 1 week from today.
We'll do it live.
Yeah,
screw it.
We'll do
No, we won't.
We'll do it we'll do it 1 week from Friday because I unfortunately have to work in Las Vegas on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week. But you will have Jugs and the Douche on Tuesday and Wednesday.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Yes. Jugs in the Douche with Danielle.
With Danielle.
You'll have Jugs in the Douche on Monday.
Okay. Jugs in the Douche on Monday. You're working there. Yes.
Well, you might want to talk to our boss about that guy.
Nobody else is working Monday. I'm not working Monday.
I'm just giving up that the game's the day before. He's not coming in. Let's just play the charade.
Right.
We're
going to play a charade.
Sure. We'll see you then, buddy.
Yeah, play some Journey.
All of a sudden, my vacation doesn't matter. Okay.
Wow. I don't know
that all the travel you've had to do for your medical issues and all the other times you haven't shown up really justified that statement, but all right.
Please.
We'll go with that.
Oh, 21 years. Listen.
Collectively, three, though, if you look at it. If you do
RV,
the math.
We have to chat.
Oh. All right.
Guy, maybe if you came to the meetings, you'd know we would have covered this already.
Oh, really? Well, you get
hey, Ken, sorry. I'm just past framing him.
What are you taking the day off? You have your menstrual cycle?
Oh, boy. Oh.
Me too. Hashtag me too.
Hashtag me too. You've been subjected to a lot of me too things.
Yeah.
You're fired.
Like the text chain I didn't respond to the other day from this one over here. You notice I don't respond to those kind of inappropriate things. All right. Hey, today's Hillmail voicemail messages are brought to you by the City of Boston Credit Union. With all the convenience of big bank checking accounts, but with no minimum balance requirements or monthly service fees. Check out the City of Boston Credit Union and their checking account service today.
Thursday, 9:45 a.m.
I was just listening to Hour 2 on the Full Show podcast, and I heard you say that the Show Independent might not print anymore. I thought that maybe they could have a Twitter account for the Show 5-0, they have a Twitter account for CanBC, which is the news for Vancouver, Canada. So, yeah, check that out.
End of message.
Yeah, nothing, that's what, the whole, newspaper and stuff.
Yeah.
They should just go Twitter, IG.
I don't know if they'd be amazingly famous. Yeah, I don't know if they have a Twitter account or not.
I think you started a great gig for them.
Well, they'd still
make a ton of money,
Yeah. Well, they sell the... there's two shirts that are available, none of which I profit from. The first is the All Was Okay shirt.
Yes.
Because at the end of this, a lot of the Stowe 5-0 calls, they write All Was Okay. Like if they went, if somebody was,
that's right.
If there was somebody following somebody else because their headlights weren't on and they solved the problem, they go, All Was Okay.
Yep.
So the Independent sells those. But then Russell's, the convenience store, sells the Stowe 5-0 shirts.
Right.
So you can go to Russell's convenience store in Stowe on Great Road, Route 117, and you can get an actual Stofivo shirt for which somebody else is making money, not us.
Thursday, 9:30 p.m.
It's Bergeron. It's Patrice.
End of message.
It was Bergeron and Patrice.
He's on fire right now.
And you said he passed. You said he passed Wayne Cashman. Yeah. Is that goals or points?
Goals.
Okay. How many was that?
I don't even.
Okay. Know. I don't want to ask. Yeah, I don't want to ask you a factual question, but that's. I mean.
And by the way, I love Wayne Cashman. When I get drafted by the Bruins, I get called up after the World Junior Tournament, and I get to play with Cash for 10 games. And then the next year, when I turned pro for real, after the 10 games, Cash retired and told Frosty Forrestal, our trainer, and Harry Sinden that he wanted me to wear number 12, which I proceeded to party my face off and bang a bunch of strippers, and Harry took the number 12 away from me.
Oh, which, that's not... Harry
which
Sinden.
Was wow. deservedly so.
5:58 a.m.
So I look at the NHL standings and see the Bruins have the third best record in the league now. Well, they'd probably be first if they just traded Tuukka already.
End of message.
Oh, come on.
Thursday, 8:18 p.m.
So, Doug, on your flight to Las Vegas, you have to watch Joe Rogan's video on Robo Sapiens. You can find it on YouTube. It is absolutely terrifying.
End of message.
Robo Sapiens.
God, help us.
I love Joe Rogan. He's very talented. Very, very talented. Here's a texter who... doesn't watch a lot of hockey or never played any hockey. They say, Greg, wouldn't points be the same as goals?
No.
They're not too familiar with the A.
Really?
Not too familiar with the assist. But thank you for texting in. Yeah. Thank you. Almost got me on that one.
5:46 a.m.
66, 67, 68, 69. There. I said it on the radio.
End of message. 6:12 a.m.
Yeah, those poor kids in California, only allowed to shower once a year? That's terrible. That's about as much as LB changes his underwear.
End of message.
Very true.
Disgusting. Those people, I got to tell you, when they arraign them next go-round, it's probably going to be the scenario where they have to put the bulletproof vests on them because what they did to those kids is absolutely disgusting and despicable. And I don't know how anyone, can do things like that to children. It is the most, having them chained to the bed and then holding food out in front of them that they can't have.
It's unreal.
But what about the neighbors, Hilldog?
Yeah, no, I know. The neighbors.
I mean, it's amazing to me.
But they moved frequently.
Blind. So
one of the things that they did was they moved frequently, and they were actually about to move. They had told their neighbors that they were about to move before the little girl escaped.
Yeah.
She was planning that escape for 2 years. And finally get away and save their brothers and sisters. It's just disgusting.
Can we just put GoPros on them when they go to prison or set up a viewing area? Because I would love to just visit and just sit and watch the prisoners take care of these people.
Yeah, it's gross.
6:19 a.m.
Hey, Greg. I got an idea for the Hillman huddle. If you're tired of getting the same old non-answers from the players, when Chris Hogan comes on, why don't you just interview him like he's a Miss Mantown candidate? That'll spice things up a little bit.
End of message.
Chris Hogan was pretty good today.
Yeah, Hogan's just good.
It was funny.
Yeah.
He gets
it was pretty funny today.
6:44 a.m.
Oh, no. This is the worst flu they've ever seen. Oh, God. Hey, honey! Honey! Get the milk and bread!
End of message.
I don't know what it is, whether it's the fact that the flu shot was way off. I think that's probably what it is, that it's allowed it to spread. Because I think we talked about the fact that the flu shot was only effective 10% of the time or for 10% of the people. And so it probably just allowed it to spread and get worse.
Yeah, because they can't predict which strain it's going to be and everything mutates.
Well, I was going to say that, think about how long the flu's been around and how many times it's mutated.
Right.
Trying to keep up has got to be a nightmare.
I feel like coming up with the flu vaccine is kind of like predicting, you know, what's actually going to happen with a nor'easter in a week and a half here.
Like winning the lottery.
It's so many things could change like that you get set up for it, and then until you're there.
Yeah. All right. Shu, are we? What's? Do you have?
I'm sorry, I had some computer problems.
Oh.
I'm not as nerdy as I thought.
Oh, what happened over there?
I don't know. Something happened with the screen. We got one more, if you want.
One more Hillmail voicemail message? All right.
6:56 a.m.
Tony, what are you doing? Are you doing that fentanyl again? Hey, kid, it's all right. It's water-based. It's not like the old oil-based where it stayed in your body. It's water-based. Your body takes what it needs, and you pee out the rest. I heard it from a doctor on TV.
End of message.
Don't you want? Don't you
we're not getting into that argument,
Dr. Oz. No, it's not an argument.
Yeah, we're not.
I know what I'm talking about. You've never taken steroids.
No,
you're half
you're
the
right.
listeners out
Clearly.
There.
Clearly,
no.
never taken
Clearly.
Steroids. Okay, so until you've stuck a needle in your ass, don't even talk to me.
All right, it is 8:15. Today's Hillman Morning Show is presented by EchoStore Technologies, your data center solutions provider. For more information, go to echostore.com. And it is a delight to have this former New England Patriot, now professional media sports commentator, on the show this morning.
Awesome.
We are joined by Rob Ninkovich. Good morning, Ninko.
Hey, guys. I just want to clarify everything right now. There's no contract signed, so my media availability is pretty much just whatever, whoever. If somebody texts me like, "Hey, do you want to come on at 8:15?" and I say, "Yeah, sure, that's fine."
I'm not doing
much right now.
I mean, from a negotiating point of view, you're kind of selling yourself a little short. I mean, they're going to pay more if you tell them you already have a gig somewhere else. I just want to give you that advice.
This year I wanted to clarify to everybody that I've, as an adult, I hadn't had a December and October. So I did not want a job. I didn't want anything serious. So now I'm just filling in on these like silly shows. You know?
Is it possible? is it possible that you're coming back on Sunday and we don't know that yet?
I'm about to eat a stack of pancakes at IHOP. I don't think so.
Ooh, which? I won't say which because everybody will come over there. But do you go for like the fruit and the whipped cream or just the syrup and the butter?
No, I just go straight original, like original stack of pancakes with the butter pecan. Pecan, that's the best. That's the best.
Hash browns or home fries?
Well, if I eat at IHOP, you got to go with hash browns.
Right.
Fry them. You know, they're just like pure fat.
Rootin' tootie, fresh and fruity.
And the other, otherwise, you go for the home fries if you're. If you're elsewhere?
You know what? It depends on the place. Sometimes the home fries I'm not a huge fan of. You know what? You know, like, there's nothing better than a really hot hash brown from McDonald's.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, yes.
And it's just,
crunchy.
Especially after a long night of drinking and you're just hungover. You eat two sausage eggs, it's worth it, you know?
We had to dump out of Rob Ninkovich. He's referring to sitting on the Esser, the toilet.
I didn't know you could say it. You can't say that. In modern society, you can't say that word.
You know what's funny, Nico? Hard to believe you don't play for the Patriots anymore. You know, you're so forthcoming.
Well, I mean, I'm not restricted anymore.
Yeah. Well, no, it's like for guys like Rob, it's like they're suddenly freed. You know, they had so many restrictions on them. They couldn't say anything other than I'm focused on myself and on next week. And then all of a sudden you're able to like talk and express opinions.
It's amazing.
It's great, isn't it?
Incredible.
It must be very freeing, Ninko.
Well, I used to be on every week, and Guskowski, who was coming in, like he was driving in, it was last 2 years ago, maybe.
Yeah.
And he's like, Nico, you, like, when you're on the radio, it's like I'm listening to a different human. Because when you're not, like, on the radio or doing an interview, you're, like, the funniest, you're, like, the funniest guy I know. But then you're on the radio, you can't say, like, you're just, like, blah. I'm like, yeah, I know. Because
you're
if I was me, I'd be fired or I'd be fined or I'd be whatever, so... you know.
It is.
So good, because you have to have, you know, obviously there's questions that you can't, like, if I was playing football, I'd be like, hey, what do you think of the Jacksonville Jaguars? And if I was playing, I'd say, oh, you know, a great team, run the ball well, you know, but now that I'm not playing, I can say that they suck and they're going to keep their ass on something.
Right. Nice. Now, that's the thing. Is, and does that begin from, like, the very moment you arrive? Is there some kind of a, is there like a handbook that says the following phrases can be used to answer the following questions? Is that how it works, or is it just in, like, pounded into your head?
It's more pounded into your head, but then you're afraid, and you're just the fear of Belichick coming to you and just completely ripping you a new one. It's like, or getting fined, you know, it's like, you just don't want that to happen. So, you know, you learn early. I'm sure Butler, the rookie that said whatever he said this week, I'm sure he got pulled to the side and just got absolutely destroyed.
Well, what do you think? I mean, any given Sunday, you know, any team, parody?
No. I said this weeks ago. There's only two teams in the AFC. It was the Steelers, and it was the Patriots. The Steelers did they didn't play well. They played down to their competition. I'm telling you, when I watched the Jacksonville Bills game, it was one of the worst games I've ever seen in my life. I was sitting there on the couch, like, "Are you kidding me? These guys are actually getting a paycheck for this terrible playoff game."
Oh my god!
You know?
Yeah.
So.
Well, Nico, it's like, I said it yesterday. I'm like, okay, let's get this straight. We got the Jaguars versus the Patriots. We got Tom Brady versus some dude called Bortles that pulled something out of his ass last week. And you've got a guy with 12 AFC championships against some dude that's trying to climb the ladder. I don't think I'm going against the Patriots.
No. You don't, you... If Tom had four fingers, he would still beat them. If he lost his thumb, if he was just straight up, like, cupping the ball and couldn't hold it with his thumb, he'd still throw for more first downs than Bortles will.
Do you think the hand thing is trickery and subterfuge, or do you believe that Tom Brady got stitches? They're saying stitches and this and that. What do you think?
You think it's to fool them with trickery and then hit them in the throat?
Yes.
Like, fool them with trickery and then twice hit the throat? I don't know. I don't think that they would do that as far as the like, oh, he jammed his thumb, but he really didn't jam his thumb, or he hurt his hand, but he didn't really hurt his hand. I'm sure in practice he hit something or ran into somebody and then, like, oh, my thumb hurts, it's sore, so... They're being precautionary. Sit them down for a couple of days. Let them relax. And then Tom is borderline, like, crazy as far as, like, pain goes. So I'm sure he'll, if he's sore, he'll fix it somehow, you know, tape it up, put a glove on it, do something, and he'll be completely fine.
What did you – I don't think we've spoken to you since the – dramatic ESPN story on Brady and Belichick. What was your opinion on that? Any truth in there?
I think that's all just a lot of BS, because honestly, at some point, right, all these reporters and people that are in the media, they need something to create drama or create some type of big controversy. And, like, I think that's what they went with that, and they're going with it. And the guy who wrote it is saying, like, I write on facts. And doesn't seem to affect the Patriots at all. Doesn't seem to affect Tom. Doesn't seem to affect Bill. Because at the end of the day, those guys are ultimate businessmen. And they could absolutely, even, and I'm just saying this, like, if Tom and Bill, and there was some type of an issue, they are so focused on what they have to do that it wouldn't even affect the outcome of the game or anything like that. So
yeah.
I just think that it's just a lot of hot air and getting pumped up. You know, they're pumping it up to be bigger than it really is. And at the end of the day, they'll continue to win, and Tom's going to be the best quarterback and Bill's going to be the best coach. And, you know, it's just that's what it's going to be.
Well, so. you mentioned it earlier, Nico. It's like, you know, that amazing storyline of the Jags and the Bills. Let's roll with that.
Yeah, dude, that was the worst. I'm telling you, when I was watching that game, I kept calling my friend, my buddy, and like, are you watching this terrible, terrible, terrible ex? Like, this game is just the worst thing that I had seen in a very long time. So then for them to go to the Steelers and actually put up points, I said, okay, the Steelers, they didn't even show up today. They probably didn't even game plan for Jacksonville. They probably just 2 weeks of going, like, thinking about the Patriots, and then they got beat. So now they're all, you know, pissed off that they lost that game because, you know, the Steelers are offensively a much harder football team to prepare for than Jacksonville. I mean, they got a ton more weapons. They got a quarterback that can put the ball anywhere. They got Bell. So the Patriots, I mean, this week it's stop the run, bring an extra safety down in the box, load the front, stop the run, let Bortles throw for, I don't know, 80 yards, see what happens.
Is the Rob Ninkovich is our guest, former New England Patriot and all around good guy. Is the let's say that Belichick is you know, is staying and he ends up as it appears he's going to losing. He ends up losing Josh McDaniels and Matt Patricia. Is that any kind of an issue next year, or are those guys what they are because of him?
No, I mean, I think that losing those two guys would be, you know, it definitely hurts. But Bill, at the end of the day, he's a problem solver. And he understands, okay, these two guys are not here. What's the next best thing to getting that same production in this area? And if he has to do it himself, he'll do it himself. So if for some reason, if there wasn't a guy that he felt comfortable calling the plays on offense or calling the plays on defense, he would do both. I'm just saying, he would do something. He would do whatever he had to do to help the team and make the team the best team possible. So I think they'll be fine. Obviously, losing those guys is a big loss because they're great coaches. But at the end of the day, the train ain't going to stop. It's going to continue to move. So,
all right. And then what about Vikings-Eagles? Who do you think wins that one?
Well, two great Hall of Fame quarterbacks playing there. You know,
oh man, I love it.
It's a defensive game, so it's going to be, you know, whoever can. It's going to be one of those games where it's 14-10.
Yeah,
you know, it's going to be a low scoring game. 10-3. I mean, it's going to be all about the defenses, and whoever plays the best on defense is going to win that game. So it's tough because I know the Vikings are a dome team, and they're going to go out to Philly, and you know that it's going to be a mild weekend, so yeah. It's not going to be super crazy cold. Looking at the weather, I think I like the Vikings, honestly.
Really?
And right. I do. Yeah. I think that quarterback is a little bit better than Foles.
Yeah. Well, you know what's amazing is that I can't believe I didn't remember that they were teammates. They were both quarterbacks for the Rams. So, or was it the Rams? For the Rams. And when they sucked, and both guys sucked.
Right. So I mean, I think that game is going to be more just a defensive game, and if whoever can stop the run the best, which both teams are good at that, they're both really good at stopping the run, letting each quarterback throw it up in the air, I think the Vikings have the advantage there.
All right. Are you going Sunday?
I will be around. I'm going to do a little thing, like a tailgating thing, and then maybe I'll, you know, go around the parking lot, try and shotgun a few beers.
Why not?
If I can find a few fans that'll help me out, throw me a nice Coors Light or something. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna take my pops. I think my dad's coming in town today.
Oh, nice. That's awesome.
That's awesome.
All right. Well, hopefully,
me and two Ninkos. two Ninkos going around.
I love it.
Bring them to dinner. I think I owe you a steak. Didn't we have some? Oh, no, I said I was going to give you free steak for a year if you came back and played. So you didn't do that.
Oh, yeah,
so.
That was it. Yeah. No, we're good now. They're stopping the run. They're not playing anyone else the rest of the year, so we're good.
You're all set. Okay, all right, it's all set.
I love it.
All right.
Yeah, and hey, you're great on TV, kid. You're nailing it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, Rob. Thanks for checking in. We'll see you. I'll see you soon. All right.
All right. See ya. Take care.
All right. That's Rob Ninkovich, former New England Patriot, here on the Hillman Morning Show. Did you do that to make me feel bad? That's a trigger.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I did. I threw it right in your face, guy. Yeah.
No more Tom Petty.
Why?
Rejoined.
He's already dead.
That's a trigger for me.
Guy.
I feel bad.
Please.
I feel horrible.
You should. You killed him.
You talked about the Beatles this morning, so Paul McCartney's sister.
Jeez,
oh,
man.
Macca.
Don't even say that.
You killed Macca.
Don't even say that. What will his new eighth wife do for money? If she'll probably get a lot of it, I would guess. Let's not talk about that. This afternoon at 3, it is our afternoon show, Marty and Nick, and they will have... It's a free ski Friday, so they will have lift tickets every hour beginning at 3 o'clock. And when you win the lift tickets, you could also win the grand prize, which means that you could win a ski getaway to one of the great resorts here in New England. So Marty and Nick coming up at 3. And of course, Nick will be enthusiastically discussing the AFC Championship game and the greatest quarterback in the history of all quarterbacks and the most important hand in the history of all hands and all of that stuff. And you know what? A bunch of texters during the break were talking about how incredible Ninko was during the interview. And it's that whole entire thing that he said about how when they're playing, they're so afraid of what Bill is going to do. If they say one thing that's mm-hmm. why the interviews with the guys are tough, because you have to be a veteran. Once you get to be a veteran guy like Rob Ninkovich or Matt Light or whatever, you feel a little more empowered to say things.
But
you know,
I didn't get the whole fine thing.
What? Oh, you.
Well, Nick,
you could be fined if you say. I mean,
right?
If you say something wrong,
you get fined. Yeah, that's unheard of.
Imagine if you had that in place.
Oh my God!
That would really be.
Listen, the reporters never came to me unless we lost. Like,
no, I mean on this show. When you said something wrong.
The reporters never came to me unless we lost 5 games in a row.
Yeah,
and it was your fault.
Yeah, exactly. Minus 4.
LB used to be known as Wrong Netter by a lot of his teammates. Own Netter, that's what they called him. Own Netter.
Now he's Lone Nutter. I saw a very interesting report that I wanted to mention quickly from the Pew Research Center.
Pew, Pew.
Pew, the, Pew, Pew.
The Pew Research Institute, yes.
They found during a study that a majority of women here in the United States who've never been married have given birth to at least one child before they reach the age of 44.
Huh. Well, this is a bit of a trend now where women are very comfortable with having a child without being married or mm-hmm. without, in many cases, without having an active male
partner. Yeah, they hate men.
Whose fault is that?
But you've talked about this before.
Mm-hmm.
Would you be willing to have a? I'm asking for a friend. Would you be willing to have a baby if you weren't if you weren't married or you weren't like even with like let's say you said to a friend of yours. Let's say you said to
I already got that proposition. Thanks, Elvis.
Yes. Would you ever get to the point where you would say to a friend, "Hey, can I have your sperm? I want to have a baby." And not be worried about the, active, involved father.
Sure, as long as I could financially support the kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You would do it.
Sure.
You would do it. I think it probably
It's extremely difficult, but...
Yeah.
It's hard with two parents.
Yeah, right.
But it's not something I would rule out.
Think it's one of the... A lot of people don't understand how much child care costs.
Insane.
Oh, yeah.
Insane.
I mean, you're talking big bucks each mm-hmm. week.
Here's several texters are saying there's still hope, Daniel. And,
you guys are a bunch of dicks.
but there is, here's a text 617 text from a woman who says, this is exactly what I did when I hit 41 and had not gotten married yet. I went out and had a baby. Mm-hmm. And she says, I'm very happy. So, I mean, I think it's a very interesting thing.
Hilda, you're one of those people that believes that a father and a mother in a relationship taking care of a child is the best situation.
Well, yeah, I mean, you say that like there aren't a lot of people who would believe that, like I'm an outlier or something.
I think if
you can have that, that's great. I think there's single parents who do an amazing job.
I know couples who do a terrible job parenting.
Yeah.
Horrible.
I don't think it's horrible.
There's a couple in the news.
If a woman wants to have a baby and is 41 or 42 or whatever the age you said before the age of 44,
correct,
is that what you said?
Yep.
That, and she's a great parent. She's going to be a great parent. She's going to be a better parent than some kids who have two parents.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't know.
Waking up at 2:30 to bottle feed 6 kittens, 3 squirrels, and give a mealworm to a bat, a kid sounds like a vacation.
A kid's dream.
Seriously. They can learn to feed themselves eventually. What? What is this? I can't.
Here's a 978 text that says, Danielle, you are a total catch. Don't listen to any of these clowns.
Thank you.
That are texting in.
Danielle's going to be fine.
I'm not worried about it.
Yes. Of course.
Amazing.
Let's see.
DestituteDiane.com.
In the 1960s, Lyndon Johnson, here's a 978 text. Lyndon Johnson sent people to homes to inform families that they would be better off to not have a man in the household, which would allow them to collect welfare. Is that true about LBJ? I don't know that that's a factual text or not.
I don't know.
I mean, I know that he didn't like to have any kind of little pulling in the beehole area.
You
know? Another thing, the crotch down where your nuts hang is always a little too tight. So when you make them up, give me an inch that I can let out there because they cut me. When I gain a little weight, they cut me under there. So leave me. You never do have much margin there. Let's see if you can't leave me about an inch from where the zipper ends, around under my back of my bunghole, so I can let it out there if I need to.
Slugging a beer.
I think it was probably lunch. It was a little heartburn, leftover heartburn from lunch.
Yeah.
Is that true? Did you find out whether that was factual or not?
There's a lot more details than I can read in just one thing right now, so I'd have to look into it a little bit.
Yeah. All right.
It seems like it could be.
Mm-hmm. Here's a text that says, you should practice on raising your baby on LB.
Mm.
What?
What is that, like carrying around the flour sack in high school? I don't think they make a stroller big enough for that guy.
Yeah, it's called a paddy wagon.
I was 6'2", 220 when I was 12.
Oh, God.
All right, well, so that's interesting information. There are many women who are now, who have not. Listen, didn't we talk about the fact that a lot of people are eschewing marriage anyway?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're not getting married anymore.
It's becoming a more outdated concept.
Yeah, they want to buy a house.
Yeah. The reason that they're buying a house is for an animal, not for
right.
Yeah. Right?
Right.
That's why I bought my house.
There was a stat on, I think it was on millennials,
mm-hmm.
that most the main reason they're buying a home is for an animal.
Yeah.
This is Glenn. Hello, Glenn.
Hey, Greg. What's happening?
What's up, Glenn?
Happy Friday.
Glenn, I love Friday because, I have a very exciting, crazy party night planned. What
Date
I
line.
Do is I go to watch the Neshoba Chieftains basketball team, and then I go right straight to Dateline at the 10 p.m.
That's
a ripper.
A big weekend.
Dateline makes you more worried about your kids at college, doesn't it?
yes, it does. Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
My daughter hates that we watch it. She's like, please stop watching that. Let me have a life.
All right. What are you calling about?
No, it's just Danielle. First of all, I think Danielle would be a great mother. I know it's always hard, but someone like her, just like she said, she's got the background experience. I think she's got a good heart.
Thank you.
Yummy mummy.
Did anybody notice her relationship sort of ended like The Sopranos did?
Oh, don't obscure reference The Sopranos because hold on a second.
Wait a minute.
Don't we have Neil Sean coming on the show in about 30 minutes?
Yep.
Is it Neil Sean of Journey coming on the show? And didn't The Sopranos end with this song on the jukebox, if I remember correctly?
What a tune.
I hated that ending. And then when I thought about it, I loved it.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going a singer in a smoky room, a smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile they can share the night. It goes on and on.
Of Journey will join us to talk about their Fenway show this summer in about a half an hour. This is Mike on the Framingham Ford studio line. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Hill Dog. Am I crazy? Is she the one Neil Sean married, that girl that broke into the White House?
Yes.
Is that the one?
She crashed apart.
Invited, I don't know. Have a good day, guys.
She crashed. Yeah. She and her, that was her former husband.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, Mikel Salahi.
Yep.
They were like the people who, you know, those people who always talk about how they sneak into the Super Bowl or they sneak into the Grammys or, you know, and so that was their big thing is they snuck into the White House. And then I think their marriage ended. And I don't know if she's still with Neil Sean.
She is.
Yeah.
In fact, they got married. They had their marriage. Their wedding was pay-per-view.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Because she's one of the housewives of something. Didn't she get on one of the Housewives
shows? Of New York?
Something like that.
Housewives of Jersey or whatever?
I hate those shows.
And then
Do you watch those Housewives shows?
Ugh,
no. Okay.
No.
All right, good. All right. No. You're way too smart for that.
Thank you. In fact, I almost retweeted Kim Kardashian for the first and last time in my life this morning because somebody had tweeted something about Lamar Odom saying he was done with Khloe Kardashian once he realized she was on her second or third NBA player. Kim Kardashian quoted that tweet and said, or second or third brothel.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, sick burn. Only time in my life I'll give that woman props. That was fantastic. But anyway, I'm not... like The Bachelor and all. I very rarely watch TV anyway.
The
Bachelor's pretty good because it's a bunch of hot chicks that are psychos.
Well, it's because they're crazy. The crazy girls in The Bachelor are. That's fun.
You can't have a sane girl on The Bachelorette. That's boring.
Yeah.
Nobody wants that.
All right. what else is happening news wise?
Well, Boston has made the 20 location cut with Amazon for their new headquarters. They had 238 proposals altogether.
Oh.
They've narrowed it down to 20 cities.
This is big.
Yeah.
Now, I was asking somebody about this yesterday, and they didn't know the answer. Is it the specific site that was Suffolk Downs that made the list, or just all of the people who applied? Because Boston worked with the governor. The governor will be here next Thursday, by the way, for Breakfast with Baker.
Oh, cool.
Charlie Baker here next Thursday. But they worked together. So does that mean any of the sites that were suggested in Massachusetts could be a part of this?
There are two different proposals that made the cut within. So Amazon said that the selected location is the Boston metro area.
Right.
And then the proposals that advanced were Suffolk Downs, yep. So Eastie and Revere.
Right.
And then Somerville also had a proposal that advanced, which was a multi-city proposal having to do with like where MBTA stations are.
Oh, okay.
So that's right. Those are the ones that advanced.
And Amazon is, if you get it, they're throwing $5 billion at you. That's a lot of money.
So it's just like an amazingly gigantic warehouse delivery shop?
No.
It's a headquarters.
Yeah. It's like their campus. People are gonna live there. People are going to have driverless cars and robot uprisings. Wow. And I mean, it's going to be the whole shamil.
Can they maybe, Schlemiel. If they get the Suffolk Downs bid, can they maybe build a 1A flyover so we can just get past all those lights, because that will make my commute hell.
How about a monorail?
I was just going to say.
It's not a bad idea, guy.
That would be such a great thing, a nice little tram.
I hope they don't have to take down the statue of the Virgin Mary.
The Madonna Shrine? That's over at the Don Orione home, so that's around the corner.
Oh, that was
up on the hill.
That's not going to have to come down. No. I love that.
Yeah, it's on a mountain.
All right. what else is in the news this morning?
Have you seen...
Oh, here's somebody saying Weymouth advanced as well, the Naval Air Force Base. I didn't see anything about that, but it's possible. The old Naval Air Base.
That's unbelievable.
They're doing a huge development down
there. Would that be considered Boston Metro?
Maybe that's it. I wonder if it's...
Yeah, right? Because that's kind of far off. Yeah.
I just wonder if when they say Boston, that means everybody who... Right. Like, it's confusing. Mm-hmm. All right, what else is in the news?
Did you see the very sad story about the older retired couple in Middleton that lost $2,500 in cash because they were storing it in a fake Campbell's soup can that they then donated to the food pantry when their neighbor came over looking for donations?
Yes, I saw this on the news. It's a very sad story.
Has anyone started a GoFundMe for these people yet? I felt when I heard this story, it like broke my heart. I was like, oh. Because, you know, that's what they do. They're older. They save cash. They keep it in the house.
Yeah.
We can actually hear from the couple's daughter, Amanda.
That's a lot of money to them, especially when you're retired. My mom went into the cabinet, grabbed a bunch of cans, looked at the Campbell's tomato soup. Oh, we don't eat that very much. She didn't realize that it was gone until several weeks later. You know, they were devastated. They were so upset. They were upset with themselves. I have a lot of faith in humanity. I think somebody's going to come forward with that money. I do think that there's more good in the world than bad.
That's too bad. Can you, though,
the GoFundMe account's going to make like $900,000.
I hope so.
But if you accidentally donate something like that, let me tell you this as a frugal person. You have to have a family member like the daughter speak up for you, or else people are going to look at you and go, okay, you accidentally donated it to charity. Like, you know, the answer should really be keep it. You know, like, hey, go ahead, keep it. I don't think they're going to find it.
Whoever
got the soup can hit the lottery.
Yeah.
They thought they were getting tomato soup.
Right.
Do you like tomato soup?
Oh, yes.
I like tomato bisque, like creamy tomato bisque with a grilled cheese sandwich is to die for.
How about a nice tomato cheddar?
Shubies
in Marblehead makes an amazing tomato cheddar.
I like the tomato soup with a dollop of goat cheese in it.
That's nice.
It's very, very good.
Do you like
1% or move?
Do you like the roasted tomato basil type soups that are a little more chunky? I like those. Those are good.
Yeah, but there's nothing better on a cold day than a big ass bowl of creamy tomato soup with bread for dipping.
Do you make the legit tomato soup with the whole tomatoes and you crush them up with squisher thing?
Yeah. Blanch them, peel them, crush them. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good stuff.
This is Shane on the Framingham Ford studio line. What's up, Shane?
Hey, man. What's up, you guys and crew?
What's going on, man?
So I was watching the news this morning and just drinking my coffee, and I saw this little girl. She took it upon herself to climb up a tree and save an American flag tethered in the wind.
Really?
I think she was like 10, 12 years old or something.
Where was this?
It was just outside of Boston. It didn't give the town.
Huh.
But I would rather watch reruns of that than even if Tom Brady goes to the Super Bowl. Watch those guys not stand.
Yeah. I mean, We have to mention this. Where was that?
It's in Melrose.
Yeah.
Ashley Reardon is a seventh grader, and she was at Mary Foley Park with her mom. The flag had detached from the flagpole, and it was tangled up in a tree. So she scaled the tree to get the flag down.
That's awesome.
Nicely done.
Isn't that awesome?
How old is she?
She,
12.
Seventh grader, so whatever. Right. However, 12, however 12, old 13. You are. And,
we'll yeah. call her. I was going to call her. I was going to give her our new award that we give out, but... we'll call her the Massachusetts person yes. of the week. Okay. All right. She deserves that honor that we gave yesterday to the guy who saved two different people in one day from their near-death experiences. So congratulations. Nice work by her.
Get the rest of the conversation in the next hour of the Hillman Morning Show podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.